Welcome to Living Water Talk Radio, a production of Living Water International, a Christian service organization. Our mission is to help people improve their lives and share and discuss current events from a Christian perspective. Living Water Talk Radio is supported by your tax-deductible donations. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. Please visit us on our website at www.livingh20.com and on Facebook.
Good morning. This is Chaplain Charlene Andrews and Naomi Collins, your host today on Bible Book Club, where we encourage you to read the Bible in 1 year with us. Our message for today is called The Story About Forgiveness and Healing. And I'd like to welcome Naomi and join me in this group.
Good morning,
Naomi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Amen. Amen. Well, I'm going to read the scripture first. We're in Luke chapter 5, and we're very glad that you were able to join us on this Bible Book Club. We are reading the Bible in 1 year. We're already in, we're in the New Testament, Luke chapter 5. One day, while Jesus was teaching, some Jewish religious leaders and teachers of the law were sitting nearby. It seemed that these men showed up from every village in all of Galilee and Judea, as well as from Jerusalem. And the Lord's healing power was upon Jesus. Note that sentence. The Lord's healing power was upon Jesus. Then some men came and brought a paralyzed man on a sleeping mat, and they tried to push through the crowd to Jesus, but couldn't reach him. So they went up on the roof above him and took off some tiles and lowered the sick man down into the crowd, still on his sleeping mat right in front of Jesus. Seeing their faith, Jesus said to the man, "My friend, your sins are forgiven." And the Pharisees were shocked. They said, "Who is this fellow think that he is? This is blasphemy, because only God can forgive sins." And Jesus knew exactly what they were thinking, and they said, "Why is it blasphemy? I, the Messiah, have authority on the earth to forgive sins. But talk is cheap, so I'll prove it to you by healing this man." He said, "Pick up your stretcher and go on home, for you are healed." And immediately the man jumped to his feet, picked up his mat, and went home praising God. And everyone present praised God and remarked over and over again, "We have seen a miracle today." Amen.
Amen.
Well, this story, amen. Do you want to say something, Naomi?
I'm glad that we have the opportunity to delve into this scripture today, especially this week, leading up to Easter week, I'm sorry. And because the story of Easter and what the whole scenario behind the purpose we even celebrate Easter is the crucifixion of Christ. The crucifixion and resurrection of Christ. He died on the cross for our sins, and
amen.
We are forgiven, and this message is centered around forgiving and healing, and it's a fact that a lot of us know, and some of us will learn and be happy to learn, that forgiveness is directly connected with healing.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, you know that Jesus was the Messiah, is the Messiah, and he had healing power. But guess what? He said, "Behold, I give you power." In Luke 10:17, Jesus says, "Behold, I give you power. to tread on serpents and scorpions, and nothing is going to hurt you. And he commissioned his people to go and lay hands on the sick. He commissioned the people who followed him to do the same ministry that he had. And a lot of times when we're praying for somebody, because I know Naomi prays for people, I pray for people, we pray together for other people.
Amen.
And there's
amen.
A little key that connects healing with healing and power. What is it? That we are able to forgive. Why is that word so important? Because the God of heaven and earth, who created us, and we as a human race rebelled against him, he forgave us for that. He forgives us independently from our feelings, independently from our own sins, independently from anything in the past, in the present, and in the future. That is a miraculous thing, because
Amen.
All of us deserve the punishment for our sins and our unforgiveness. Why? Because if we can accept forgiveness from God, why can't we forgive others? Naomi, you want to comment on that?
Yes, absolutely. I just have a couple comments. One thing I want to stress, forgiveness won't change the past, but it can greatly impact your future. And friends, I want us all to remember something that I've often heard throughout my life. When you refuse to forgive people who've hurt you or offended you, it's like you're drinking poison and you are expecting them to die. How crazy is that? We don't want to carry that venom around in us. We want to forgive because God forgives us. We, because all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. We sin daily, all of us. And we want God's forgiveness, because if we did not have God's forgiveness, we would be doomed to a life of eternity in hell. Jesus died on the cross for our sins. I know often, friends, you've heard of the Ten Commandments, the Mosaic Law is called. And the Ten Commandments was, thou shalt not do this, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not do this, thou shalt not do that. Well, we cannot live up to that. That was Old Testament Mosaic Law. Grace has replaced law. And grace was given when Jesus died on the cross for our sins. Now, we can have grace and mercy. Not because we've earned it. We can do nothing to earn it. We can do no good deeds. Nothing good can we do to earn it. It's grace, because God loves us. If he can forgive us, we can forgive others, and we should forgive others to clear our conscience. Amen.
But Naomi, what if you want to forgive somebody, but you have feelings in your heart? How do you manage that?
You manage that by prayer as much as you can, and you manage that by keeping in mind the bigger picture. Again, you are having hatred and unforgiveness for someone, and they are moving on with life. You're suffering, and unforgiveness does fester in your soul, in your spirit, and yes, it manifests in your body at times. I've seen it happen. So we want to let it go, and let go and let God. The word of God says, vengeance is mine, thus saith the Lord. We want to allow God to work with that person because he loves that person too, just like he loves you. So we want to let it go and let God deal with it. We want to do our part in God's eyesight, show love and compassion toward that person.
Praise Amen. The Lord. Amen. And you know, friends, that forgiveness, it doesn't depend on your feelings. If you go on your feelings, you will probably not do the right thing. And you will be motivated by your temperament or what's going on. It's dependent. Unforgiveness is dependent on many things. But God, he doesn't go by feelings. He goes by what is right and what mm-hmm. is wrong, what
yes.
is true and what is a lie, what is
yes.
deceptive and what is the reality, the real reality. Like people right now have a reality that we should be living much better than we are. But if we ever visit another country and see how other people are living, we become grateful because we
yes.
see that we can go to a store and buy food. Other people cannot do that. We can take a taxi, we can take a bus and we can do many things. We have a lot of liberty in America. And are we using it for good? Or are we using it for things that are not good? And that's why we need to understand the Word of God and ask the Holy Spirit to teach us what is the message that you want me to know right now. And friends, if you've never heard this message before, I'm asking you to read the Word of God with us. Little by little, the light of God will penetrate your heart and renew your mind. The Bible says that the Bible renews your mind. Amen. Say this prayer with me
Amen.
If you don't know Jesus. Father God, right now I ask you to forgive me for my sins. Lord, I'm a sinner. I know I'm a sinner. And the only one who can help me is you because you died on the cross. And right now I receive what you've done for humanity to save us from our own selves and our own sins. And Lord, since you forgive me, thank you for forgiving me, Lord, for everything that I've done in my past, and I give it all to you. And because you forgive me, I'm going to forgive anyone who has hurt me as well. And I thank you for it in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
Amen.